The Reality Impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906, we are at Nicolet National Bank, downtown Green Bay, for families of children with cancer. If you've been listening to the show in recent weeks, this has been the Wisconsin tour. We're at Johnson's Bakery in Sheboygan on November 8th. Last week, we're at Nicolet Bank, Rib Mountain Branch, which fantastic host of Nicolet Bank is. They have us now here again in Green Bay, which they have for years. They've been just wonderful, wonderful partners and sponsors of families of children with cancer. If you are relatively new to the show, and you know this is interesting, and I'm going to prove this in just a moment, there are people who, I just assume if you're a regular listener to the show, even you folks in Wausau, the show's been out there about 3 years now, just about a little more than 3 years. It's been in Sheboygan for 5 years. It's been here in Green Bay. It will be 10 years next September 20th. 10 years. And we, since 2006, we've been affiliated with families of children with cancer. So I assume everybody knows who they are and what they do. They're a network of families in Wisconsin who's had a child diagnosed with cancer. I want to stop there because I received an email Tuesday night. I did share it on the air yesterday. Some of you may have heard it. I'm going to share it again. This states better than I ever could why we do what we do. And then we'll get to Coach Mike McCarthy here in just a bit. But I received this letter from Beth and Don. Beth and Don, parents. Dear Jerry, last year around this time, I heard you on the radio broadcasting from Nicolet National Bank in downtown Green Bay, requesting gifts and financial donations for families of children with cancer. It was the first time I had heard of this organization, and that was my point. It doesn't occur to me that that might be the case right now as you hear this. First time I heard of this organization and thought, what a great place to donate toys that I purchased over the year. I like to keep a gift closet just in case I need gifts during the year. My three kids and I picked out some gifts and headed over to drop them off. At the time, Matthew was 4, Grace was 2, and Vincent was 2 months old. Or even in the video you had posted on your Facebook page, my two older thought it was just great. It was a great feeling to be able to donate to such a great cause. I listened to your broadcast the rest of the day and heard stories from other people who were dropping off gifts and heard from families who have benefited in the past from this organization. My emotions were mixed. How wonderful it is that there is an organization like this, and at the same time, how sad that there has to be an organization like this. How sad it is for these families and for these children to have to suffer through this awful disease. I had known adults who had cancer, but not any children. I cried listening to their stories and imagining what life would be like if I was them. I thanked God that my three children were healthy. Who knew that 4 months later, we would be utilizing the services offered by families of children with cancer. Our Vincent was diagnosed when he was 6 months old with rhabdomyosarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. It is not a common type of cancer. Only 365 kids are diagnosed every year, but it is the most common type of soft tissue cancer. His tumor was located in his abdomen, coming off of his prostate, and was 12.4 centimeters in the biggest area. That might not sound big, but in a little six-month-old body, it is huge. Since he was diagnosed on April 12, 2013, he has been on chemotherapy and will continue chemo until sometime in February, has had surgery to remove the tumor, and will start radiation sometime in December. Vincent follows doctors at St. Vincent's in Green Bay, Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, Lurie's Children's Hospital in Chicago, and will soon be followed by doctors at ProCure, the Proton Radiation Center in Warrenville, Illinois. After Vincent was diagnosed, we had a very empty feeling inside. It's hard when anyone is diagnosed with cancer, but especially hard when it's a child. We didn't know what to expect or who to turn to. It was awesome when families of children with cancer reached out to us. They explained how they can be a great resource in helping us find services if we need them, and great listeners because they've all been through it already. They also arrange outings for the children and their families, which we are excited to go on one day. Vincent has been too young for the outing so far. They can be a financial help also. It was nice to receive gift cards to make the financial burden a little easier. It was reassuring to know we are not alone in this. This is the most common thing that you hear, that we are not alone in this. I just wanted to say thank you, Jerry, for supporting and bringing so much attention to this great organization. Thank you for supporting childhood cancer and for bringing attention to these children's journeys. It has not been an easy road, but it is made easier by people like you, Beth and Don. And I corrected them yesterday, and I'll correct them again today. No, Beth and Don, it is made easier by people who generously give and who understand that this can affect any family at any time. I'm just the facilitator here. I'm kind of the traffic cop. Those who really do this are the folks listening right now. And that's why we ask twice a year. We ask during the radiothon, and we ask now for the Christmas party. Again, if you want to give gifts that they need, you can go to the webpage, jerrybadershow.com, and find everything there. Otherwise, if you just want to give financially, that really does help. It really, really does. So whatever you want to do, stop by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids, families of children with cancer, Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, Green Bay. And those of you, if you missed us in Sheboygan, missed us in Wausau, you can send a check anytime to Nicolet National Bank, care of families of children with cancer, 111 North Washington Street, Green Bay, 54301. That would be greatly appreciated. We'll get to more families of, and we'll get to topics. Just don't go anywhere. We've got a lot of stuff to get to, but it's Friday. That means at this time, we talk to the coach. As always, Friday before the game, talking with Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, been a lot of talk about a different tone in the locker room this week, that your team pretty much has to treat every game as a playoff game. Did these circumstances, in terms of your approach, did anything change this week?
Well, I mean, you'd like to think the urgency's definitely picked up, but you always want to feel that you're urgent as a football team and everything you do, but the awareness is as high as it's ever been. There's no more hall passes. You know, our record illustrates that, and it's time and to win games. More importantly, you have to win your division games. We know that each and every year.
And, you know, and you've been here before. Green Bay's faced a situation in your time here. And is this the same, or is it different this year with the injuries?
I mean, it's different every year. I don't count them, but, timing has a lot to do with it. Really availability of starters or not only just the individuals, but how units or positions are established. So, that's where the challenge is. Because everybody has injuries, but, the timing of it and who they are is one position could get hit all at once and so forth. So, I mean, that's where the real challenge lies.
Scott Tolzien did a lot of things right Sunday, but what sticks out to most people are the three picks, of course, especially the pick six. As you pointed out, though, he threw a tremendous deep ball. So in the week of preparation, as you look back, how did you try to make that a learning experience for him? What things did you emphasize?
Well, I mean, we have a very detailed grading system, and we went through that. I personally sat down with Scott and his position coach, Ben McAdoo, so, and then the whole offensive group gets together, and there's accountability from position to position. So, all the pros and cons are addressed each week, and it's about being accountable to one another because it gives us an opportunity to grow.
And I have to say this, watching the game, I had the same observation as you. I was just so impressed with his deep ball.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, we were aggressive with the attempts, and he hit them. So that is definitely something that, we all felt good about during the course of the game and afterwards.
I don't know how often this has happened, but you're playing Minnesota here while the Badgers are playing the Gophers there on Saturday in an open-air stadium. Kickoff for both games, right around 20 degrees. You know, it's funny. I don't know if you caught it. All these stories, the Badgers are going to have to cope with the cold. And, boy, this is really going to be tough. Nobody's saying that about your team. I think you need to talk to Coach Anderson. They're giving us a bad rap. We're supposed to love this stuff, Coach.
Oh, no doubt. This is what football this time of year is all about. So I think it's kind of neat.
And you know, and on a kind of a serious note on that, while the Giants held the running game in check last week, your running game has been much, much improved this year. When you get into this time of year, particularly Lambeau and other cold weather venues, it becomes critical, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. We got to run the ball better this week. We've kind of struggled a little bit the last 2 weeks, so we want to establish a good run-pass mix, and I have confidence in our players and confidence in our plan.
All right, as always, Coach, good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.